One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Father Barber and Paul up in Paul's studio.
Oh, come in, Dad. I was just going to call Marty Pemberton's apartment to see if Teddy got my wire.
Huh?
I haven't been able to get hold of her. She doesn't want to talk to me, so I sent a wire today.
Yes, it's high time something was done. If she postpones her return to Elwood too long, she may find she's no longer wanted.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Where there's Alka-Seltzer, there's a way to fast relief from acid indigestion. Yes, and it's an easy, pleasant way to relieve the stuffed-up, uncomfortable feeling of acid indigestion. Try it. Drink a glass of sparkling, pleasant-tasting Alka-Seltzer. Just dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, let it fizz and bubble up, then drink that refreshing solution. Alka-Seltzer goes to work with amazing speed. Yes, you're feeling better in almost no time. It's wise never to be without it in your home. Remember, where there's Alka-Seltzer, there's a way to fast relief from acid indigestion. Chapter 10, Book 81. It has been several days now since Teddy left her husband, Elwood Giddings. She's been living with an old friend, Maud Pemberton, who has an apartment overlooking the marina in San Francisco. Since her separation, Teddy has not seen anybody in her family, not even her father, Paul Barber. In fact, she refused to see him when he came to Maudie's apartment to talk to Teddy. Paul is becoming quite concerned about her. He's in his studio now at the top of the family home. It is 8 o'clock in the evening, and he's alone and restless. Presently, he rises from his chair, goes to the telephone on his desk, and starts to dial.
I'm in. Come in.
Paul? Oh, you're busy.
No, I was just going to phone. It's all right. Come on in, Dad.
Yes.
Sit down. I'll be through here in just a minute. I'm calling Marty Pemberton's apartment. I want to find out if Teddy got my wire.
Huh?
I'll tell you about it as soon as I make this call. Excuse me.
You say Teddy sent you a wire?
Just a second, Dan.
Yes, about time you were hearing from that young lady.
Dan, I'm trying... Hello. Is this Marty?
Who? Marty?
It's Paul Barber. Oh, pretty well, thanks. Is Teddy there? Oh, she hasn't come in yet, huh? Well, did a telegram come there for her? Good, I sent it this afternoon. I wondered why I hadn't heard from her. Well, I'm hoping that she'll get in touch with me as soon as she opens it. You expect her soon? Oh, fine. Tell her how anxious I am to talk to her, will you? Okay. Thanks, Marty. Bye.
Well, I misunderstood you, Paul. I thought you said that Teddy had sent you a wire.
No, I haven't been able to get hold of her. She didn't want to talk to me, so I sent this wire today. I want her to understand that I'd like to help her if there's anything I can do to get this situation straightened out.
Yes, it's high time something was done, Paul. This separation is dragging on too long. I had hopes that by now she would realize that she had acted rashly and would be ready to go back to Elwood.
Well, I haven't talked to her, of course, but... I don't know, Dan.
Huh? You don't think she will go back to him?
I haven't any idea. Teddy probably doesn't know herself.
Paul, when you do talk to her, you've got to make her realize how serious this is.
Dad, she's fully aware of how serious it is. She doesn't have to be told that.
Then I should like to talk to her.
Don't you think it would be best to take it easy for a bit? If you don't mind, I'd prefer to hear what she has to say first. And we'll have a better idea of how to proceed.
Very well, Paul, very well. But I saw Elwood yesterday, and I think that Teddy should be informed about him, what all this is doing to him. He's crushed by what she's done, and hurt, deeply hurt.
Yes, I'm sure he is.
And this should be pointed out to her. A man can be pushed just so far and no farther. Now she may have the idea that she can toy with Elwood's affections because he's so much in love with her, but she may go too far. And if she postpones her return too long, she may find she is no longer wanted.
She's unquestionably thought of all this many times.
It will do no harm to impress it upon her. She's well on the way to breaking a man's heart, if indeed it isn't already broken. All this should be pointed out to her.
Everything you say may be true. However, there are some things you should be reminded of too, Dad.
Yes?
Elwood isn't the only one who's suffering. Teddy's a sensitive girl, Dad, with fine instincts. She must be torn apart with guilt. Justified or not. Guilt that she's been a failure as a wife, that she's been unfair to Elwood, that she's hurt him and you and me, everybody. That's why she doesn't want to come here or see any of us. She's convinced that we disapprove of her and what she's done.
Yes, and for good reason.
You see? She knows you're saying exactly that about her.
Huh? But do you approve of her actions?
I'm not in a position either to approve or disapprove. I can't get inside Teddy's mind and feel what she feels about Elwood. But I can understand how lost she probably is. If she can't face going back to him, and she can't come back home and face your disapproval, the girl's up against a wall. A black, forbidding wall. When you're shoved up there, you can claw yourself bloody trying to find a way out.
Yeah.
So, you see, the suffering isn't unilateral.
Then what do you propose to do?
I want Teddy to come here until she can make a decision. She needs help, and I want to give it to her.
If she's here with you, she might very well decide that she wishes to stay for good. Then the break with Elwood will be complete and final.
Yes, I've thought of that. And there's a strong possibility of it, of course.
And if that happens, this can end in only one way, divorce.
Even so, I can't let that stop me from doing what I think is right.
Paul, this may seem heartless, but if she comes here and is made secure, won't it tend to justify what she has done and cause her to make the separation permanent?
Suppose she decides to make it permanent anyway, and I've left her on her own. I can't reject her no matter what she decides, Dad, or what she might do.
Yes, yes, it's far worse than I dare think. You know how I feel about divorce, my boy. The very thought of having a member of this family involved in such an action is repugnant in the extreme. But now you are not only asking me to accept it, but almost to condone it by having Teddy come here. Because I feel certain that if she once again established herself up here at the top of the house with you, it will be the end of her marriage. And that means divorce.
If there's any possible way I can spare you that hurt, Dad, I certainly... Oh, it's probably Teddy. Hello? 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 Oh, yes, Marty. What? Teddy, is there? Well, what? Oh, I see. Yes, well, so long as she understands that I meant everything I said.
Oh, of course she did, Paul. She just finished reading the telegram and wanted to call you right away to thank you. Poor kid was sobbing so badly she couldn't talk.
Tell him I'll call in a little while.
She'll be all right. She just said to tell you she'll call you a little later.
When I sound a little more mature.
Hmm? All right, Paul. Bye. What'd you say, Lamb?
Nothing, I just didn't want Paul to hear me being a crybaby.
What on earth did he say in that wire, anyway? You read it and rushed to the telephone like you'd been shot out of a gun. And then you wouldn't talk.
I couldn't. As soon as Paul said hello, I knew I was going to cry.
You did a pretty good job of it there for a minute or so. You okay now?
Yes. Hmm. Thanks, Marty, for talking for me.
Want me to get him on the phone again? No, you better wait a few minutes. Still look like you might bust out crying any second. Just take it easy for a few minutes to get hold of yourself. Paul said he'd be there all evening. There's no hurry. He understood.
He always understands, Marty. He's the most understanding father anybody ever had.
Now watch it now. That lip's starting to quiver again.
No, I'm not going to cry. Just listen to this wire he sent me. Dear Teddy, I know you're feeling greatly troubled, and I would like to help you in any way I can. Don't you think it would be wise if you came here and stayed during this difficult period when you're trying to decide about your future? It might help to solve your problem if you were with me and all of us who love you. Won't you please call? I think it would be good for you to talk things over. I know you have many doubts now, but you must remember always that I have not forsaken you, nor will I ever. Paul.
I wish somebody like that had adopted me. My old man would have said, you got yourself into this mess, now get out of it the best way you can. You got a lot to be thankful for, Lammy. Hmm? Now what's the matter?
Nothing.
Nothing? Your eyes are full of tears again. You haven't anything to worry about now, Teddy. This is what you've been waiting for. Here you thought the Barber family was all ready to throw you out on your ear, and you get this swell message from your father. For Pete's sake, you ought to be kicking your feet in the air for joy. If you decide not to go back to Elwood, you've still got a home to go to now. Not that I want you to leave me. You're welcome to stay here just as long as you want to, Teddy. You know that.
I know, Morty. You've been a wonderful friend.
But I understand how it is. There's nothing like your own family when you're in trouble. It's only natural you'd want to be with them.
I can't go back there now, Morty. I'll never be able to go back again.
Teddy, you're in a real state. What do you mean you can't go back? Isn't that what Paul said he wanted you to do?
It's not just Paul. If I went back home, there'd be Father Barber. And it's his house.
So what? You belong there, too, as long as your father lives there.
Would you live someplace where you knew you weren't welcome?
You mean the old man, this Father Barber, wouldn't make you welcome?
Not the way things are, no.
He's only your grandfather, and by adoption at that, I wouldn't pay any attention to him.
Well, you couldn't live there and not pay attention to him. Besides, think how uncomfortable everyone would be.
Mike, what kind of a place is this anyway? You haven't done anything wrong. People leave their husbands every day. It's no crime. As far as that goes, you still might go back to Elwood.
That's the whole point, Marty. I'm not going back to Elwood.
You mean never?
No, never.
Well, when did you decide that? Not that it comes as a great surprise. I sort of felt it coming the last day or two.
I lay awake a long time last night thinking about it, weighing it over and over, until it became quite clear. When I left here this morning, I knew that my marriage with Elwood had to end, completely and finally. And it is.
Oh, Teddy, it's all right. It's probably for the best.
So you see, I can't go home. Paul said I could come there until I could make up my mind. Well, it's made up. It's all ended. There's nothing more to decide.
But you can still go there if you want to. Paul wants you.
If I went there now, I'd be like a leper in Father Barber's eyes. He might have put up with me as long as there was hope for my marriage, but now that hope's gone.
Yeah. You don't think you might change your mind about Elwood?
No. I called him tonight when I got through at the hospital. I told him it was all over. Oh, Marty. I felt so sorry for him.
Yes, Teddy. I feel sorry for you.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Do you feel a cold coming on? Remember, for fast relief from your misery, get those bright red tablets in the bright red package. I mean Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N. Take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick.
Mr. Barton, as soon as I heard Tabsin was made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer, I knew it'd be good. And I wasn't disappointed either. Tabsin gives me the best relief from cold misery I've ever found.
Yes, Tabsin does offer fast relief from the sniffles and sneezes of a cold.
And I think it's marvelous the way Tabsin relieves the aches and pains in my muscles when I have a cold.
Tabsin also acts to reduce the fever of a cold.
And the tablets are so easy to swallow, I don't mind taking Tabsin at all.
There it is, friends. Tabsin. Try Tabsin for quick relief from your cold misery. Take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Here's the family again.
Well, I guess I better phone Paul and tell him that I've made up my mind about Elwood.
Buck up, Lammy. The only thing to do now is get a divorce and start a new life for yourself.
I suppose so. I've certainly made a mess of the old one, Marty.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for relief of your cold symptoms. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Monday, Teddy makes a further decision. Chapter 11, Book 81. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.